This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation of the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress.
8% se jyada ki growth rate hamari pragati ki nayi gati ka pratibimb hai. ये सिर्फ नंबर नहीं है, ये स्ट्रॉन्ग मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक सिग्नल है. ये संदेश है कि भारत आज ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी का ग्रोथ ड्राइवर बन रहा है. और हमारे ये आंकड़े तब है जब ग्लोबल ग्रोथ 3% के आसपास है.
Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story. The Prime Minister noted that trust between the people and government has now strengthened. He said that earlier the system was spectacle of its own people, but now the citizen-centric approach has streamlined governance. In Goa, 23 people have been killed in a blaze at a nightclub in North Goa's Arpora following a cylinder blast late last night. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant rushed to the spot. He said most of the dead were the club's kitchen workers and 3 to 4 tourists among those killed. He told reporters that of the 23, 3 people succumbed to burn injuries and others died due to suffocation. Goa DGP Alok Kumar said police teams, fire brigade and ambulances were rushed to the spot. He said the fire is now under control and all the bodies have been recovered. The DGP said police will investigate the cause of this incident and take action based on the findings. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued a show cause notice to IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers seeking an explanation for the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to the passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit FDTL norms. The large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight and resource management, the regulator said in the notice. The government has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all cancelled or disrupted flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. The directive has been issued following a large number of flight cancellations by IndiGo, causing disruption and inconvenience to the passengers across the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate several infrastructure and connectivity projects with the main events at Shyok in Leh District, Ladakh today, where inauguration of the strategically important Shyok Tunnel is planned. The projects including roads, bridges, tunnels, etc. will improve connectivity in forward areas as well as far-off villages in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh besides other states. Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, the 4th C-17 aircraft, third one carrying Bailey Bridge units, arrived in Colombo, Sri Lanka yesterday to restore essential connectivity in the cyclone-affected region. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the aircraft had about 55 tons of Bailey Bridge stores, a JCB and 13 personnel from Engineer Corps. India and the United States have strongly condemned terrorism in all forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Both countries renewed their commitment to work together against terrorism at the global level, including in the UN, the Quad, and the Financial Action Task Force during 2 key meetings on the 3rd of this month. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the third and final ODI of the 3-match series in Vishakhapatnam last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.